Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's hit the Schneider Orange hotline and welcome in from ESPN. He's our baseball insider. It is Buster Olney. Buster, man, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, all right. Let's get right to the nuts and bolts here of Brewers baseball. I'm going to ask the question a little bit later on in the show, and this may determine where David Stearns goes in this deal. But are they a good baseball team?
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think within from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think you'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. Let's face it, at this point it's the Dodgers and there's a separation and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Buster, what do you say to that sentiment that is, getting in isn't what you shoot for. You shoot to win the World Series, so you go all in instead of just trying to get in.
Yeah, and it's an interesting question. I actually had a conversation with a general manager last week who said to me that he hopes that moving forward, baseball changes its playoff format because he feels like that as time goes on, that what we're seeing is a lot more teams asking the same question you just posed. Is getting in as a wild card, is that really an incentive? Is that a reason to sell big, to use assets, to use money to try to upgrade your team? And let's face it, as of today, there are 9 teams within 4.5 games of each other in the National League wild card race, including the Giants, including the Brewers, including all those teams in the Central. And I don't think there's any doubt. It's part of the reason why I feel like that there's a real logjam in the trade market right now because so many of those teams haven't decided whether or not to be buyers or sellers. Again, I think if you're – and I think if we look at the Brewers today, do we think that based on how strong the Dodgers are, the super teams in the American League, the Yankees and the Astros, do we think that the Brewers would necessarily be even a 10% chance to win the World Series? No, but if they add the right guy, if they make the right deal, injuries manifest as we go down the stretch, I think you'd probably leave open the question of whether or not they could do that.
Yeah, we sports talk dudes always are this buyer and seller conversation, and in doing post-game handling Brewers baseball conversation after each game for 14 years now, and I get it, it's that time of the season, but the landscape is a little bit different with this solid a brick wall trade deadline. And I'm just guessing, Buster, want to get your spin on this as well, obviously, but I'm guessing we're still trying to figure this thing out a little bit in terms of how GMs handle this thing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if this stays with a hard cap date, that I think GMs will do trading earlier rather than later as this thing evolves in a couple of years.
It's funny you say that. I thought for sure that would be the case this year, that there would be teams that would be looking to upgrade in early June to improve their chances, improve their evaluation of themselves going to the buy-or-sell question in late July. But that hasn't happened this year, and I don't know if it necessarily will, because what happened was is that, back in early June, there were a handful of teams that we're telling everybody, look, if you're the Giants, yes, we'll listen on Madison Bumgarner. If you were a team like the Marlins, you're absolutely ready to listen to your guys, but they're very few, and so they kept the asking prices really high. I feel like that I think, moving forward, I think that they will continue to struggle with the buy-or-sell question, in part because making the playoffs as a wild card team moves the different needle differently for different teams. If you think back to the Brewers in 2008, the fact that they got into the playoffs that year after such a drought of reaching the postseason, that was a big deal for that team right now. For the Brewers in 2019 to make it as a wild card team, it doesn't really move it that much. I think the same is true with the Cleveland Indians, who made the playoffs the last 3 years. And on the other hand, if you're the Cincinnati Reds and you went in all in this year, it would be a big deal for them to make it. And I think that that disparity is what the general managers are talking about, which they want more incentive to be a wild card team.
No, you're right. Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Insider on the Bill Michaels Show here. No, you're right on the Brewers situation. 26-year drought. It was broken in 2008, but you look at it now, 2008, 2011, 2018, and hopefully this year, they're on the cusp here. I mean, they really sort of turned things around. That'd be 4 and 11 years compared to 2 and 36 or whatever it was. That's a environmental change here for Brewers baseball for sure. What is the perspective of David Stearns on the national scene when he popped up and popped in here? It was going to be a full scale rebuild, but really it wasn't like that. In my mind, it was competing and rebuilding at the same time, man. I think he broke the mold, Buster. I really do.
100%, and he's got a ton of respect around baseball, in part because, and I, you know, what I'm going to say is not a criticism of Mark Attanasio, the owner. I think I've always had great respect for him because you don't see a lot of small market, mid-market teams that say, you know what, we're going to try to win. We're going to make the big trade for CeCe Sabathia. We're going to defy the odds, and we're going to try to sign a Kyle Loesch. I mean, he wants to win. And so when David took over that job, I think the question everybody had was, okay, how can you rebuild and at the same time satisfy an owner who clearly wants to win? And by the way, that's part of the reason why I feel like the Brewers have such a great fan following, because they absolutely believe, unlike in Pittsburgh or Cleveland, that ownership wants to win. And so what David's done to make the team into a contender while at the same time maintaining a workable bottom line and rebuilding the farm system has been tremendous. I'll give you an example where it went the other way. Jerry DePoto, when he took over the Mariners, you know, he went all in. He tried to win because, in part, that's part of what ownership wanted to do. But the farm system never really developed, and now they have to go into this cycle where they're probably not going to be relevant for 3 or 4 years. Where, on the other hand, because of the work that David's done in threading that needle, not only are they contending this year for a playoff spot, but they should be able to in the years to come.
I can attest to that, talking to fans every night, man. It's a special relationship between this baseball team and the fan
yep.
base, without question. Should they? It's a record salary here for the Brewers this year, about $1.25. Shouldn't Mark Attanasio be investing more money into this team, considering its attendance?
Well, I mean, I can't give you a perfect answer on that without actually knowing what's in the books. But I would tell you that, you know, where their payroll is and the market size and line, and I've, you know, talked with owners with comparable payrolls, and that's probably about where you would be in terms of being able to draw a profit. I mean, we saw last year the Cleveland Indians in a comparable market, they increased their payroll over a 2-year period, but I think 60%. And then going into 2019, their ownership stepped up and said, look, this is not working. We increased our payroll. We tried to make the team better, and there just wasn't the necessary response by the adhering response by fans. And so this year they cut back, and it's added the cynicism of fans there. And I think the same thing happened with Pittsburgh. So I think where they are, where the Brewers are, is right in line where the Braves are and where some other teams are. And I know some fans would love all of the owners to be like Mike Ilitch, who owned the Tigers, and take money out of their own pocket. But I never felt like it was an obligation for an owner to take money out of their own pocket to win. They're still running a business, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, $220 million was the purchase price for Attanasio. It's now valued over $1 billion, and the
yep.
surplus, according to some rough math, is a little over $60 million. Per year. But again, I get it too. It's a business as well. All right, need for the Brewers here real quick, Buster. Is it a bullpen arm? The bullpen's not clearly not as good as last year. Starting rotation has picked it up here the last month. They've been dynamite. The offense is maybe the most frustrating part of this, the inconsistency here. Where's the need for the crew?
And I mean, all three of those areas, I think if you get the right buy, then you do it. And knowing, I mean, seeing how David has done it in recent years, where he's waited and waited and waited, I think that gives us a primer into how he's going to work before July 31st. And I think there are going to be some opportunities for them. Now, are they going to be the team that gives up a bunch of prospects to get, a Marcus Stroman or a Trevor Bauer? I have my doubts about that because that's not how David works. And I do think that at some point that the sellers of starting pitchers are going to outnumber the buyers, and same thing with bullpen arms. Like if the Giants become a seller, suddenly they're going to be 5-6 guys out there put out there by the Giants. Then I think they're going to be great buy opportunities, more value buys for David, and that's what he's focused on in recent years.
I'm just wondering if Josh Hader is being deployed the way he should be. Last year, I think the opponent had to consider that. Hey, man, you might see this dude in the sixth. You might see him in the eighth. You might see him in the ninth. You might see him go multiple innings. Would then a closer help out that Andrew Miller, Josh Hader deployment?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think there's been this year, because of the lack of the less performance, diminished performance by the bullpen, it's been more stress on Josh, and it's been more stress on Craig Counsell's decision when to use him. And that's one of those places, what I've heard from general managers is they think that in the last 48 to 72 hours, you know, the bluffing will be over, the time for that will be over, and there'll be a bunch of teams that'll say, you know what, we just want to dump this asset and save a little bit of money in the last 2 months of the season, and so we're willing to take, you know, 60 cents in the dollar an offer. We saw, I think, that a little bit last weekend when the Orioles traded Andrew Kashner, starting pitcher, to the Red Sox, and the Red Sox have the biggest payroll in baseball, but they got the Orioles to pay half the salary moving forward, you know, $1.8 million, and I think that's the sort of opportunity that will be there for David in those last hours.
Okay, final thing for you. We'll leave you on this note. Craig Counsell, the national sentiment, is he a good manager?
Excellent. A lot of people with a lot of respect for him. No doubt about that. And the way, you know, he's willing to think outside the box, the intensity, the way they're into the games. And I just think of this from afar. If you were to rank the 30 teams on which ones do the players enjoy playing for, like you saw the reaction from the Yankee players yesterday, when Aaron Boone went on that rant against the home plate umpire, I think the Brewers are right near the top.
Hey, it's no Hal McRae rant. I like that one, too. No doubt. Buster, I could do this all day long, but we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, man. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it. Take care.
There he is, Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Insider, joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.